This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what's going on, everyone? This is your host, your man, Jay Wong, and we are doing this a bit old school these days. There's no camera. This is an audio exclusive, just like back in the day. I'm literally watching the volume, kind of like the sound audio lines as I'm recording this. And, you know, really excited to be recording this episode, be sharing with you this story, because there's been so much that's been happening in our business, behind the scenes of in my life personally. For starters, my girlfriend got her PR, her permanent residence, which was something that we've been striving and working towards for the last like 14, 15 months. So it's always kind of cool to kind of work on a project and, you know, to have it running in the background and then to finally be done, right? And then you clear out that space. I always think that's a really cool feeling. And as some of you know, I just got back from a really, really exciting 10, 12 days in Toronto where I was a part of some masterminds. I spoke at a couple masterminds and just the caliber of individuals that I was with, hosted a couple mastermind dinners while I was there. I mentioned I'm going to do a separate episode completely on just some of the big takeaways, because I know some of you might be just starting out yourself. Maybe you don't have the, you know, finances or time to invest and be with these groups. And you know, for me, this was something that I wanted to focus on this year, to surround myself with smarter and greater individuals. So I'm more than happy to share a couple of those lessons, so that you could apply them in your life as well. And then in this next month, as we enter kind of like the midway point, which is crazy to think, right? The midway point of 2018 to 2019, my family is going to be here in the city. So we're not going to be creating as much content, but I promise I'll share with you kind of the bigger vision that we have in some of the later episodes. Now, the reason this is an audio exclusive is mostly because the camera is in the shop. So we're trying to make sure to kind of gear up ourselves physically, and making sure that we are ready for what's to come. But last weekend, I got a chance to hang out with a couple friends, and this was not like entrepreneurship related. It wasn't like business related. It wasn't like one of these like, oh, let's go work on our business and like this is like a retreat type thing. It wasn't anything like that. It was literally just, let's just get together a group of people, you know, friends of friends and friends, and let's go to a cottage. Let's like rent out a cottage and let's like do the traditional Canadian summer activity, right? And some of you that, you know, you're probably listening to this, you might have done that a couple times already this summer, you know, or some of you are probably looking forward to going to the cottage. And I think it's always great, right? Because, you know, we went to this place called Souk. Souk in British Columbia, and it was like 6-7 hours, so a lot of time in the car, a lot of time kind of reflecting, hanging out, talking about nothing, but you know, at the same, just like being normal, being human for a couple of days, which was, it's always a kind of, it's always great, I think, to switch it up. And one of the, you know, throughout the cottage, you have all these great activities. We're hiking, we're at the beach, or you know, doing all these things, and throughout that weekend, there was this one conversation I was with, and she's a good friend of mine, and she's an entrepreneur as well. And, you know, we've both been at this, or we've both been doing, you know, having our own different projects and businesses for the last couple of years. And we used to go to business school together, and we had this one conversation around chasing success. And I want to share that story with you because I think it's so applicable. I was thinking about it all weekend, and I thought about it all week, and I think it's so applicable to so many of the things that we're trying to strive for. And the word is trying, right? And so it all started with this Wayne Dyer story. Now, some of you might be familiar with Dr. Wayne Dyer. Some of you might not be. But long story short, we listened to a clip of his, like one of his like really, really old clips. And he says, you know, a lot of times when you look at water, what people have always tried to do is they try to control water, right? So they try to like take the, if you think of like a waterfall or a stream, you like go to it and you try to like cup the water, you try to like, you know, control the water, you try to push it in certain directions, right? And you realize over time that it doesn't really, it's not really that effective. And the reason it's not really effective, it's kind of like what Bruce Lee says, right? Like be like water, you know, like flow with things, right? And because that's what water does. It flows. It just does what water does. Like you can't really try to shape it. You could try to put it in different containers. And that's a way of like doing it for a limited amount of time, right? But water, it's this like, you know, this liquid type of thing that you can't really just like control and put into your pocket through your hands, right? Like, does that make sense? So Wayne Dyer says water is a lot like success, and it's a lot like a lot of things that we all try to chase in our lives. We all try to control the dialogue. We all try to control the way that it happens. We all try to control the what actually takes place with water and how we use it. Like we have all these stories and perceptions about success and about ourselves achieving our goals and about abundance and being financially free and doing all these things. We have all these, we all try to control these things. And what Dr. Wayne Dyer says is that after a while, you realize that all you can't control the water. And all you can do is you could choose to begin to enjoy the water. You know, you could sink in to a bath. Right, you could sink into water. You can let water shower you and hit you, right? And I always loved that analogy. And my friend and I were talking about this back and forth. And it's one of these ideas that just lingers with you. And it's the same idea that I think a lot of times we try to chase success. We try to chase what we believe to be the ideal. We have this perfect, you know, story of how it will play out. You know, I'm going to do A, and then once I'm at A, I'm going to do B, and then once I'm at B, I'm going to do C, and then once I'm at C, I'm going to cash out, ultra billionaire, that's it, and I'm going to go live my life, right? And more or less, like that's how everyone kind of describes their journey. But I think a lot of times this is the flaw, I believe, in goal setting. And this is kind of, it's a gray line, because of course you need to set goals. Of course you need to write them down every day. Of course you need to, you know, be focused and moving towards it. But sometimes when you say to the world that I want those things, I want that, I want these things, it's also telling the world that I lack those things currently, right? And so what do we do about that? Because you are constantly, every time you're yearning for something to happen, you are reflecting back onto the world that that thing is currently not happening, right? Does that make sense? So, you know, how do we combat this? You know, do we not set goals? Is it not about writing that? Like, this is where people get really confused. A lot of our clients and people that have taken our programs and people that we work with now in our agency, like they get really confused because they go, oh, it's so good. Like in the beginning, because I'm getting this content, it's great. But now I'm listening to the so-and-so, I'm listening to so-and-so, I'm reading so-and-so, and they're all conflicting each other. And now you don't know what to do, right? And now you're like, oh, there's this hesitation, there's indecisiveness, there's this type of, I'm not exactly sure, so maybe I'll wait, right? And we all know that really doesn't do anything. You know, it just creates more anxiety, more space between creating momentum, right? And I think, I think back to what Wayne Dyer says, and he says you can sink into it. So what does that mean, right? Like, I think a lot of times, instead of striving for success, instead of going out there and saying, like, I'm going to go and be the, you know, most successful individual ever, it's like, why don't you do that now? Why do you have to say, like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to, you know, do that, right? Like, you could do that today. Like, you could be successful today, right? And that's what I think a lot of times, like, you have to think about sinking into that. Like, for me, I think about stepping into success. Like, I think of stepping into abundance. I can't achieve those things tactically, right? I can't go to the store and buy them tactically. They're never on sale, right? They're never. it's not one of those things that you could, you know, get a gift card for, or get a coupon code for. It's one of those things I think that you have to step into, and you are those things or you are not, right? So either you are successful or you are not. either you are abundance or you are not. And this leads to a really interesting conversation, because if you believe you are not, then I'm going to encourage you and challenge you to take a look at that story. Take a look at why you believe you are not achieving the level that you are at, or why you believe that you are not successful today. Because truth be told, if I got you to just take a second and say, okay, maybe Jay's crazy. Maybe, you know, this is like the episode where you're like, F this guy, like I'm not listening to anything. But let's run through this exercise. Let's look at this. Have you turn around? Let me ask you, where were you 5 years ago? 5 years ago. All right. So it's 2018 today. It's 2013. Where were you 2013? Right. For me, I think I was in Thailand at the time, right about this time, about 5 years ago. Getting drunk, right? Going out, partying, you know, trying to meet new people like every second, every day, right? Going on adventures. I mean, you know, some of those it's similar to what I'm doing now, but a lot different, right? I was in a different mind state, you know? But I could tell you what I was thinking at that time. I could tell you what I was reading at that time. I could tell you the skills and the things that I thought I needed to work on during that period. And I could attest to it personally that I've come a really long way. I've come a serious long distance. And I would wager that if you're listening to this right now, that you've come a long way from that 2013 self. You've probably learned, so how many new skills do you think you've learned? Right? I don't even think I had skills back. Like, that's how much, right? Like, that's how far I think I've come. So I don't know about you, but how many skills have you learned? How many books and TV shows and documentaries have you read? Have you indulged in? Right? How many countries have you traveled to? You know, how many businesses have you started? How many projects have you, you know, finished and started? And how many goals did you cross off your list? How many to-do lists did you finish? How many activities, right? So if we look at that, I'd wager that you'd be probably pretty shocked at the progress that you've made, right? At the difference that you could cover in 5 years. And you might not even be the same person. I know for me, I've changed so much. You know, I've matured. My ideas are similar, but it's rooted in a different place. You know, I could do this with you. I could have never done this 5 years ago. I thought I could have, right? But it was a little more ego than this. You know. So what I'm trying to get at is that I think a lot of times we have to acknowledge not just our journey and our path, but we have to find ways of stepping into success and abundance today. You know, happiness, someone had this really great quote about happiness. It's like, it's not like the destination, but it's like, it's today. Like, it's how can you be happy today, right? Like, get out a sheet of paper, write five things that make you happy right now, right? Are you inside and are you stoked about being inside if it's raining outside? I'm stoked. It's raining outside right now, right? I'm happy about that. You know, are you warm when there's other people that are really cold? Okay, you should write that down. That's happy, right? Like, that's happiness, right? So it's I think it's about like you are like, if you look at some of the what's it called? Kind of some of the more left field kind of woo woo stuff. Sometimes I take a look at it. Just to kind of see what's on the market. I do think it does go into so much of my content. I think it is part of the way that I personally create. So I do respect it from that angle. But there's this idea that people talk about vibration, right? Vibrational energy or vibrational pull. And I think it's like when you're successful, you just give off, like, you know, like when you just like close like a client, or you close the deal, or you made a sale, or you just gave a really great talk, or you created a great piece of content, like you have this confidence to you, right? So like, what state are you in that moment? You are in this successful, confident state. So like, what are you like exuding out of you, right? What do you think you're vibrating, right? You're vibrating more success, right? Like attracts like. So like, if you could maintain that all the time, then what do you think will happen? Like, you will only get more successful. Why do you think the rich keep being rich, right? And yes, there is all this like tactical stuff, like they have more money, they have more properties, they have like more to invest, like they hang out with smarter people. Like, yes, all those things are true. But do you think at some point, like they're just vibing at a more successful rate? You know what I mean? And so I invite you to take a look, like how often are you in that state where you feel that confidence, where you are that success, right? Where you sink in to that level of success. You know, that's why I think if you're chasing success, you're kind of missing the point because you're not being successful right now. Therefore, you're perpetuating the idea of you constantly hustling and striving and not being quite there yet. Does that make sense? This is it's an interesting idea. It's something that I was thinking about a lot the last few days. And same thing with like abundance, right? If you think about like, what's like the number if I told you like you have this in your bank account right now, right? Like let's say it's $1 million, right? A lot of people say like, I want to make $1 million. I think it's kind of like a lazy answer, right? Because you don't know like, and this, it's a different conversation for a different time. Like if it is $1 million a lot or is $1 million like essentially nothing? I'm more of the latter, but let's say your number was like $1 million. Okay. Let's just say, for example, you're like $1 million. If you give me $1 million, then I'm going to be like, so, I'm going to be so happy. How are you going to feel? You're probably going to feel relief, right? You're probably going to be like, I'm stoked. I can provide like, you know, some security for the people I love. Maybe my husband, my wife, my family, right? If a medical emergency comes up, I can probably take care of them. I can maybe pay for a vacation or two, right? Like I can invest. So you're thinking all these things, right? What I'm saying is that how often are you thinking that now? How often? Are you feeling that sense of confidence, that sense of relief today? Chances are not, because what is most people's like state? They're frantic, they're reactive, they're trying to run around, they're like, oh my God, I don't have enough. There's not enough time. I'm too busy. I can't afford it, right? Like this is like ingrained into normal day society. You don't have to tell me if I'm right or wrong. Just go out to the wherever you live, okay? Go out to like the city center. And just look, just sit on a bench and look at what do you think people are communicating, right? Not with their phones, with their body, right? With their energy. Just like hang out, just like be present and watch that. I do that all the time, you know? I walk around the city. I do that all the time. I don't take in anything and I just try to like feel what's happening. I know it sounds kind of weird, but you see it. You see it all the time. People are stressed out. Tons of anxiety. They don't know how they're going to make, you know. So how could you possibly achieve success and abundance if that is your reality, right? Do you think that it would make sense for success and abundance to come to you, right? Like, so it's a really interesting idea. And, you know, I invite you to think about it because I the more I think about it, the more I go, man, how can I be successful today? You know what I mean? How can I feel like I'm making progress? How can I make it so that I stack the deck in my favor? I'm stacking the momentum in my favor, right? And this is what we do with our clients for business owners that are looking to launch podcasts, that for them that want to put a voice behind their products, their services, and really their movement, you know, for them to be able to create content just like you're listening to this right now. You know, chances are, huge chance you're at home, right? Huge chance that you're walking around somewhere going from point A to point B. Good chance. There's a really solid chance that one of those two things are happening, right? And so we're helping business owners really put their business, put their best content, put their products and services in front of the listeners when people are doing this exact thing right here. And we do this in a couple ways, but you know, one's our online program, one is our agency, and I'm really excited to announce another thing, but I'll save it for a later episode. But if this is you, if this is someone, if you are someone out there that's thinking, I've been delaying a podcast, I've been delaying putting my voice out there, I've been delaying creating content and giving my insights, my perspectives, my stories to my audience. If this is you, then I invite you to reach out to me and my team. We'd love to be able to help you, love to be able to figure out how we can be able to support you throughout this journey. And whether you're just starting out, whether you're just barely, you know, getting by, or whether you are successful already, we got programs and frameworks that will be able to help you be able to get your voice out behind your products and services and behind your movement. And I think that's what's important. You know, I think that's really what's important. Being able to create the content you love. Anytime you get an idea, anytime that you are aligned with your message for you to get on the mic, get on the video, you know, have all the right tools. You don't need a lot, by the way. You know, it's like a few tweaks. Guarantee you need a few tweaks and you're going to be off to the races. And now you're entering what I believe to be the new era of marketing. To get in touch with us, all you got to do is email me directly at jay, that's my name, by the way, jay at thejaywong.com. That's jay at thejaywong.com. It's powerful, man. It's powerful. So, hey, I'll leave it at that. I want to encourage you to think about it. Think about how you're stepping into success. Think about how you're stepping into abundance every single day. Stop trying to strive for things. Stop trying to struggle just because you like the struggle. Stop trying to complain and take a look. Do some of the exercises that we laid out here in this episode. Have a lot of love for each and every single one of you. We'll update you very, very soon with what's going to be going on. I got some exciting things. We're stacking the team. We're building the systems, because if I come back, we're coming back hard. We're coming back faster. It's going to be a better version, right? I don't know if we're gonna go full rebrand, but we're working it. We're working it. So hey, I appreciate each and every single one of you. Remember, being a change maker is not about changing the world. That's not what it's about. It's about becoming and stepping into the best version of yourself every single day, doing it for the people around you, doing it in moments that matter. That's what it's about. I know it speaks to you if you're listening to this. So hey, I hope you have an amazing weekend. Hope you have an amazing day or night whenever you're listening to this. And we'll talk to you soon. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.